In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres, Margarito learns the ancient arts. I know just how hard it was for that lady who thought that her son was dead, began Don Miguel Romero one morning, while visiting Giovanni in his cave. I have a son named Margarito who was born in 1852. He is 16 now. But I know that if anything were to happen to him, I just don't know what I would do. Bring him to me, commanded the hermit of Don Miguel Romero. There is much that I can teach him. Don Miguel Romero thought that it was a most unusual request being made by the hermit. He knew that generally Giovanni tended to shy away from the throngs of people who would make the long trek up the peak to visit his cave. He was constantly carving crosses and making rosaries to give to the pilgrims who visited him there. Not one to be dissuaded from the circumstances at hand, Don Miguel Romero decided to bring his son up to the hermit's cave. Early the next day, they both arrived. Señor Solitario, he began, aquí está mi hijo. Teach him well, he said with just a touch of apprehension in his voice. Do not worry for the boy, said the hermit to him. He has a mind that can grasp many things, you know. The people of long ago often relied on cave dwellers to instruct the children. They were the greatest teachers. In a certain cave on Mount Pelion in ancient Greece, there lived a centaur. He was a creature who was part horse, part man. He was a very wise man. His name was Chiron. Great kings would often bring him children to learn from him the secrets of nature. Thus it was that Asclepius learned the healing arts from him. Orpheus learned the secrets of music. Achilles learned to avoid wickedness. Actaeon learned the art of hunting. His other pupils included Patroclus and Jason. I too can share some of my knowledge with this boy. A bit more relieved, Don Miguel Romero hurried away from the cave of the Holy Hermit, having left his son Margarito with him. Across the seasons, Giovanni was able to teach him many things. He taught him about the healing with mountain herbs like Osha and Romeria. He taught him philosophy, logic, astronomy, and theology. He even taught him a newly invented science called Christology. When he had taught the boy all that he could, the hermit called the boy to him in front of the cave one morning. I will be leaving you soon, he began. You have learned well all the knowledge that needs to remain in this area. But the many people who keep coming up the mountain are keeping me from my own development. I need to be alone and to go where my own mind can expand. Come, help me dig. All morning long, the hermit and Margarito dug a deep trench in front of the cave. As they dug, Giovanni would question the boy about history, culture, tradition, and religion. They continued digging all afternoon until only the tops of their heads could be seen from within the fosse. At length, they both climbed out. Placing his right hand on the boy's shoulder, the hermit turned to him and said, I will build a series of crosses and place them here. They are to be the Via Dolorosa, that is, the Way of the Cross. After I am gone, I want you to organize the Society of the Cross and lead men up here to pray. You must do this on the 1st and 14th of May every year. Even though you will not be able to see me, know that I will be here with you somehow. Margarito was saddened to hear his friend and mentor speak about leaving the cave. He had come to look upon him as his own spiritual father. Oh, and one more thing, said the hermit to him, pointing to the deep hole in the ground. That is my grave. You must come up here often to pray in front of the hole. There will come a day when you will come up here and you will find that the hole has been filled in. This is to be a sign to you that I am dead. By that then you will know. Pray for me. He embraced the boy fondly and looked into his eyes as if he were reading his soul. Yes, the ancient world had its mythic fancies, he said, but you have the truth. Don't forget me. Pax tecum. He turned on his heel and walked quietly down the mountain. He had to go face his own destiny somewhere else. He would need to be alone now. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.